In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on God, amen. The apparition of the Pure Lady, the Virgin, in the Church of Zaytun. On the eve of this day of the year 1684, Anno Martyri, which coincides with the Tuesday, the 2nd of April 1968, Anno Domini, during the papacy of Pope Kyrillus VI, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, Our Lady and the pure pride of our faith started transfigure in luminous spiritual forms in and around the domes of the church dedicated to her immaculate name in Zaytun, a suburb of Cairo. This transfiguration continued in following nights in a manner that was never known in the east or in the west. This transfiguration in some nights was as long as many hours without stop in front of tens of thousands of people from every race and religion, with everyone seeing her, pointing at her, and interceding to her with songs, hymns, tears, prayers, and hails. And she was looking into them in a compassionate way, raising her hand at times to bless them in all directions. Time out. Paragraph in the back.
The first one to notice this transfiguration was the workman at the garage of the public transit system, which was across the street from the church. The watchman, Abdulaziz Ali, who was in charge of guarding the garage at that night, saw a luminous body over the dome of the church. He started shouting, "Light over the dome," and he called the other workers in the garage. They all came and saw the bright light over the large dome of the church. When they looked closely, they saw a young lady in white kneeling by the cross at the top of the dome. Because the dome had a round, smooth, and very sloping surface, it held the men as though they were nailed in their places, watching the fate of the lady. A few seconds passed, then they saw the kneeling lady as she stood over the dome. They gave out a cry of fear that she might fall down. They thought she was a girl in despair trying to commit suicide, and they cried warning that person not to jump down, and some of them called the police. The pedestrians, men and women, started to gather around. The view of the lady was getting more clear, and she appeared as a beautiful girl in a bright gown of light and had branches of olive tree in her hand, and around her flew white doves. Then they realized that they were seeing a heavenly spiritual view. They directed floodlight to the luminous picture to remove all doubt from their minds, but instead it became more clear and bright. They cut the electricity off all the area, but the lady remained in her heavenly illumination, and her bright gown of light became more clear. She started moving around in a circle of light radiating from her body to all the directions around her. All the people then realized that this lady in front of them, without no doubt, is the Virgin Mary. They started to shout and cry, saying, "She is the Virgin. She is the Mother of Light." They prayed with songs, hymns, and hails all the night until the next morning. Since that night, the Pure Virgin had transfigured in different spiritual views in front of thousands and ten thousands of masses, Egyptian and foreigners, Christians and non-Christians, men, women, and children. Spiritual beings formed like doves would appear before, during, and after the transfiguration, zooming through the sky in a way raising the human from a materialistic to a heavenly atmosphere. This transfiguration was in different forms. One of the most significant ways this apparition took place was that the head of St. Mary, until the veil, looking down as in the picture of the sad virgin, and she was looking toward the cross, and that view would stay like this at times, or slowly bow before the cross at other times. The cross itself will shine and illuminate, although it was made of concrete, and sometimes an angel would appear standing behind her, spreading his wings. That view might stay as long as many hours. Another paragraph. View was the view of the Mother paragraph. Of Light.
Paragraph. Yes. Yeah. كل واحد يقرا باراجراف واحد بس.
Another view was the view of the Mother of the Light, standing as a great queen in a beautiful spiritual portrait, radiating diligently elegance and beauty. On her head was a crown of a queen, as if it were made of diamonds, and sometimes there appeared on the top of the crown a small luminous cross, and sometimes she appeared in the same way but carrying Christ, to him is the glory, in the form of a child on her hand, and on his head a crown. And on the other times she raised her both hands and she was blessing the world, moving to the right, to the front, and to the left in a dignified way.
Many spiritual signs appeared before, during, and after the apparition of the Virgin, the Mother of the Lord's Transfiguration. The appearance of tongues of yellowish flame would flash over the church and then subside, and that repeated several times. Another form of the signs were the spiritual beings formed like doves, larger than the doves that we know, appear about midnight or after, flying in the middle of darkness, illuminating in a fast speed, appeared suddenly from nowhere, and also disappeared suddenly. These spiritual beings appeared in different formations and in varying numbers, a fact we should be aware of, that pigeons do not fly during the night. Another sign was the shooting stars, which were constantly falling, and they were seen very close to the apparition on many occasions, as if coming down to glorify her from heaven. Another sign was the fragrance of incense. The smoke of the incense poured out of the domes in large quantities. Substance resembling clouds, thick fog or smoke would roll in toward the church and completely cover the church.
Also the illuminated cloud that appeared over the domes of the church in large volume, and often preceded the transfiguration of the Virgin, or at times the cloud slowly formed in the shape of the Virgin. Sometimes the apparition of the Virgin would appear from the clouds. The transfiguration and all the spiritual signs were a forerunner and announcement for serious and important events to come in the near and far future, or it might be a spiritual gesture from heaven to indicate the Lord's caring for his church and his people and our country. May the mercy of God be upon us all. May the Lord keep his people and his church in peace, with the intercession of Our Lady, the pride of our race, the pure Virgin Mary. Amen.